all this week we've been giving away a double pass each day to see the show Senior Moments, which is back at QPAC. We have a double pass to the matinee performance of Senior Moments, which is on the 11th of May. Don't ring now. We'll give you the opportunity a little bit later to win that double pass. As we've mentioned, it's starring some of the biggest names in Australian entertainment history. Max Gillies, John Wood, who we spoke to on the program last year, and also Benita Collings, who I'm pleased to say is online because everyone is currently in Perth. Benita, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
How's the tour going?
Oh, it's going well. It's going well. And yes, you're right. We're in Perth for 2 weeks. And the audiences have just been lovely. They laugh and laugh and laugh and smile. It's great.
Well, as I said, we've been giving away a double pass each afternoon on the program and the lines go crazy, so I might as well do it now while we're talking to you. 131873 is that telephone number. If you want to go and see Senior Moments at QPAC, it is for the Saturday matinee performance on May 11. 131873 is that telephone number. We'll take caller number 6, so go to the phones. 131873 is that telephone number. You can get your tickets at qpac.com.au. I spoke to John last time you were touring. Were you surprised at how well it was received and the reaction you were getting from the audiences? Because, I mean, everyone has their senior moments, but it's not necessarily something we'd like to admit.
Well, you're right. And look, I guess now I'm not surprised that we ourselves occasionally have senior moments on stage. I had one where in a piece called The Finders, and we all have music stands in front of us, and mine just happened to have my script on it. Anyway, the mind went blank for a split second, so I said to the audience, senior moment, got a laugh, my eyes flicked down, found the line, flicked up again, and on I went. And so that was my senior moment in the middle of the show. But they laughed. They thought it was fun.
Absolutely. Working with everyone again, it must like, I don't want to use cliches, but pulling on a pair of old slippers, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, old home ones. Yes, it's fun. I'm enjoying it. I wouldn't have signed up for another tour if I wasn't, I can tell you.
Because it's hard work, isn't it? You do a number of shows.
Oh, yes, we generally do two a day. And that's sort of like a matinee stay and an evening performance. And yes, you can say it's only an hour and a half, but there's no interval and you just focus and you get on, you have fun yourselves, and the audience do, as I said.
What does the show entail? You do a number of sketches, do you, and songs?
Oh, yeah, there are sketches and songs, sometimes a bit of both. I don't think I'm giving anything away when I say there's one sketch called Old School, which, of course, is a play on play school.
Yeah.
And I come on and I'm over the top. I'm Miss Jane. and I call our musician Mr. Music. And so it's that's the style of it. And within it, it's these mad nursery rhymes that have the words changed. And so people just identify, they laugh, and they have a good time.
Wonderful stuff. And look, we must not forget the sad passing of Jeff Harvey, who was part of Senior Moments. It must be tough for everyone to keep going, but the show does go on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And, I mean, Jeff was part and parcel. He was there from day one. And he had a delicious sense of humour, apart from being a wonderful pianist. And yes, it was. It was really weird when we got our first, in Mackay, I think it was, we had a woman called Judith, and in Canberra we had Colin. We've just had Simon Tedeschi for 2 weeks, which was fabulous, and now we've got a young man called Mitch. And they all come and just do an amazing job, considering they've hardly given any rehearsal time. They're on, and they're wonderful. They're wonderful.
You mentioned play school before, Benita. Of course, everyone loves play school, has such a soft spot. I don't think there is one person living in this country that has not sat down with their children at one stage or with their mother or father and watched play school. It must give you such great pleasure to know the impact that you have had through that show. I know it was a while ago and play school has just been going on forever, but it must really sit very comfortably with you.
Well, interestingly, initially when people came up to me, I'm going back many years now, and said, oh, you're on Play School, I used to freak out because I'm shy and I'm an introvert, and so many people coming up to me. But I've learnt to accept it happily because they're being nice, they're being, you know, really lovely. And yes, I'm amazed actually the number of people now who do come up. And of course, you're talking about the grandparents and, yeah, and the parents and now the kids. It's over. It's 52 years old, I think, now.
Well, I'm 56, so I watched it, my kids with them, and now we look after our grandkids every day when their parents go to work and they watch Play School, and yeah, depending on which window we're going to be looking through, and Jemima, we've all had our Jemimas and all that sort of stuff, at Big Ted and Little Ted, and it's remarkable that it's lasted so long in a sphere where programs don't necessarily last that long, and there's changes with the presenters, but the core of it stayed the same, hasn't it, Benita?
Yes, it has, and that was very clever of them to do that. It was a BBC production first up. We took it in Australia, and yes, the format has stayed the same because it works. And that's, why would you mess around with something that's worked?
And when you are performing to children, it's a completely, they're not stupid, are they? They pick up things more than us adults, don't they?
They do. And in fact, I know with the auditions for Play School, if you did anything but talk directly to that camera as though it was a human being, not some little mamby-pamby thing, yeah, you talk to them as though they were bright, which they are. The only thing they don't know are the big words, so you don't use big words. It's simple.
Well, it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful to talk to you. We're looking forward to when you all arrive here for May 1 through May 12 at the Playhouse. Yeah. Congratulations, Helen from Bean Lee. You're off to see Benita and the gang in Senior Moments on Saturday, May 11 in the matinee performance. But thank you so much for your time this afternoon. It's been an absolute pleasure and thrill to be able to talk to you.
Oh, thanks very much, Mark.
Benita Collings there, who is in Senior Moments, which is back in Brisbane. It was here last year, and we spoke to John Wood on that occasion. Max Gillies is in it as well. And, yeah, of course, sadly, Jeff Harvey was part of it all, who passed away just recently. But the show does go on, and you can get your tickets at qpac.com.au. So thank you for Benita. And I don't think there's anyone listening now that hasn't watched Play School with firstly yourself, and then with your kids, and now with the grandkids, if you've got them like I have, you sit down there and watch Play School, and which window are you looking through, and Big Ted and Little Ted, Jemima, and all the gang there. It just brings so many great memories, but it also, what it does do is reinforce how quickly time gets away and how quickly things move.